This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. Postal workers are cautiously optimistic that USPS is pausing changes to how Grand Junction gets its mail. The plan would have meant sending local mail to Denver for processing and then sending it back to the Western Slope for distribution. Shane McDonald is vice president of the local carriers union.
It does show that the politicians and consumers getting involved are making changes, at least perceptively, but what it does overall, I think there's still a long ways to go.
The overhaul of mail delivery to the Western Slope is on hold until January. A bipartisan group of senators, including Colorado Democrat Michael Bennett, pushed for that pause until there's a full study on the impacts of the changes. Pueblo City Council voted this week to ban syringe exchange programs in the city. CPR's Dan Boyce reports.
Those in favor of the ban say the exchanges have littered the city's public spaces, including school grounds, with used needles. Councilwoman Regina Maestri.
The community's tired of it.
Opponents, like Councilwoman Sarah Martinez, say such decisions should be made based on the research, which suggests syringe exchanges slow the spread of infectious disease amongst drug users and make them more likely to seek treatment.
And instead make decisions based on our emotions or fear-mongering or just because we don't like something, then I am fearful for the future of our community.
The ordinance passed 5-2 and now heads to Mayor Heather Graham. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Flags are flying at half-mast today. That's to commemorate peace officers and members of law enforcement who have died in the line of duty. That order came from Governor Polis on the direction of President Biden. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. Come to CPRandKRCC.org for more local headlines.